We live in a media-saturated society. There are hundreds of TV channels, loads of magazines, and endless mobile and digital options for consumers. So today's children's media landscape is as vast as it is varied, and they embrace it with vigour. Which begs the question, is all this media consumption amongst children a problem? In some regards, it's not. It is simply part of growing up in a highly consumerist society. But we shouldn't let this cloud the very real concerns that this issue raises. Irish children's TV consumption is higher than the rest of Europe, up to 3 hours a day, and there's an opportunity cost with that. Because if they're watching TV, then they're not doing other stuff, like playing with kids or being active and outdoors. And if they consume that amount of TV, then that means they see up to 30 TV ads a day also. Convenient food is the biggest advertiser, so it follows that this is bound to have an impact. And watersheds are facile, as the second highest viewing time for kids is 9 p.m. to midnight. In addition, and of little surprise given these viewing times, Irish kids watch many TV programmes that were not designed specifically with them in mind. Think of Corrie and Fair City or EastEnders. So the content they consume will not always be appropriate. Other media content has questionable merit too with regards to kids. Children online will, at some stage, come across unsavoury content. Most likely, this will be by accident, but as they explore through their teens, sometimes even by design. The media content our kids consume plays a clear role in helping them shape their view of the world, and indeed their view of themselves. The content they access has an impact on them, especially as their cognitive reasoning and their own ability to critique is still forming. In the absence of guidance or alternative information, this content becomes the norm in children's minds. To date, protective measures on these and other similar issues may seem elusive. Self-regulation and legislation around TV advertising is flawed because only a third of the TV Irish children watch is Indigenous. The mobile platform too struggles with safety complexities, and the internet is unlikely to have a robust policing system anytime soon. But there is one obvious route to responsible and safe media consumption for our children. And that's to empower them, to help them to choose, use and view media, all media, with a critically curious eye. To empower them to hone their media literacy so they can discern between what the media is offering and what they want to get out of it. A media literacy programme in schools could redress children's vulnerability through education. As well as protecting them, it will give them a valuable life skill that will stand to them as they grow up. So the young, empowered consumers of today can be the savvy media consumers of tomorrow.